Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara Lamed Gimel Beis. We're starting the next Mishnah. It's 8 lines from the bottom with Arava. It's interesting to note that the Mishnah divides up the 4 Dalad Minim into 4 different Mishnayos. Why should that be? So Rashi already addressed this question. He says, because there's different psuls that are going to sue. You had a different psul by regards to the lulav and different psulim with regards to the arava, so they're divided up because each one has a few different halafas that are applicable to it. Because generally, the general tone is going to be the same as we see right now. Arava gzula v'yavesha psula. If you have a stolen or dry arava, it's going to be possible, very similar to lulav agazov yavesh. Hadasa galuzov yavesh. Shel asher avesh l'nidacha. Same thing with asher avir l'nidacha. So it's also going to be psula, as we mentioned the reasons earlier, because it's not considered to have a shear. Nikdam Rosha, if the top was chopped off, it was chopped off by the top was missing of this arava, then or nifritzaleya, or the leaves were torn, and the same machlokas about torn with the lulav and dasim would apply to what the shear of a torn is going to be over here with the same machlokas we shown him. Tzaftafa, so this is a different halacha. The din of tzaftafa is that if you have a rounded off leaf of a arava, so it looks different. It looks more like just like a regular leaf tree, and that is not considered arava. So that's psula. That's going to be invalid. Kemusha, if you have an arava that's dry, the shinero makes it aleya, but or have a portion of the leaves fall off. It's not totally dry. It's not yavesha, but it's a little lower level of dryness. It's a little bit withered. So then, or if you have one that has part of its leaves that have fallen off, but not all of them, it has Shulchan Aruch and Paskin. If it has more than half the leaves, then Vishal Baal, or that it's from a field, then it's going to be, in all these examples, Kshira, it's going to be Kusher. So that it's going to point out that these are a Kusher B'diavad. You shouldn't have any of the leaves fall out, ideally, and you shouldn't have it be even a little bit dry lechatchila also. So that's I think one of the things that people aren't so careful with. Like the first day, they have very nice aravos, but they don't take care of it. They don't put it back in water. And then by the day 3 or 4, it's mamish extremely dry. So it's probably kemusha. Probably is kosher b'diavad. But by the end of the day, it's still b'diavad. So you should. It's not so much that you can ask them for an extra few dollars. You can get like 3 other pairs, put them in the fridge sealed, and then open them on day 3 and 4, and they'll be nice and green, and you'll have very nice aravos. So people do that, or you could put them yourself back at the same. Use the same pair. Put them in the fridge, and it'll or put the bottom stem with a little bit of water, and it'll help it to not get dry out. Okay. Now the Gemara says a brisa. Tanur rabbanu lenu a brisa. Arave nachal. Hagdelin ala nachal. So it says that Arve nachal, we're learning that it should be by a stream. Now Rashi explains that this is actually mitzvah lechatchila, that it should be that these Arve nachal, I think we translate them as the willows, should grow by a stream. And the Rashi disagrees. He says, no, there's no such din lechatchila. Everything is going to be equally fit for the mitzvah. I think lechatchila we are machmir for Shitas Rashi, because I know that they advertise them on the a lot of the aravos will show on the thing that they grew by a nachal. So I think we are machmir lechatchila for Shitas Rashi. Devar acher, another explanation. Arvi nachal shala shala kumush kenachal. Another interpretation. What do we learn from arvi nachal? That it has to be long like that which grows, as opposed to a tzaftafa which leaves are rounded. Here we're talking about it grows like a stream. It's not rounded. That's what we're learning from the second interpretation of from arvi nachal. Tanya idochelin and abraisa. Arvi nachal ainly ela arvi nachal. Arvi nachal teaches me that I only know where it grew by a stream. Shel bavel shel har minayin. How do I know that from a field or from mountains, not by a stream? Obviously, to the exclusion of a tzaftafa, which you mentioned is going to be possible. Talmud Lomar, Arvi Nachal Mikol Makom. We're learning from here that Arvi Nachal teaches you any circumstances Arvi Nachal is going to be kosher. And based on Rashi, this price is going to follow Rabbi Akiva. We're going to get to Rabbi Akiva Namud Beis of the next Amud, not right here. I mean Lamadal Namud Beis. So then we get to that. We'll see Shitas Rabbi Akiva that he holds it really even one Arava is going to be kosher. So we'll get to that by Hashem. But that you have to assume that way if you're assuming Arvi Nachal Mikol Makom to learn that drasha. Now the Gemara continues. Abashal disagrees. Abashal Omer, turning on to the next Amud Namud Alam Alaf now. Abashal Omer Arve Shtayim, that we learn from the lashon of it's implicit that it's in the plural willow. That implies that it's two willow stems are going to be required. Echad the lulav, one for the lulav. Echad the mikdash. The other one is telling you the base of mikdash. So Rashi points out not to teach you that shelbal that the ones that grown in the field are kosher, rather to teach you that there's two different mitzvahs. One is to have the lulav together with the hadasim and the aravos in Medina, and the other one is b'mikdash, that we know that you go around the mizbeach, right? We're going to discuss that at length, and Daf Mem Hei, as Rashi points out, we'll get to that later, to go around the Mizbeach during each day of Sukkot. That's going to be done with the Haravos, so you need to have that Chiyuvus that's learned from Arvi Nachal. V'Rabbanan L'Mikdash Minal, also, and the Rabbanan, who learn out that the term the willows is going to be different. How do they know that the Lachas Haravos are needed in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, Hilchos HaGemir, they don't learn it as a Pasuk, rather they just learn Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that it was the Lachas Moshe Mesinai that was transmitted orally. We don't have a Pasuk to teach you that Chiddush. Rabbasi is going to say number Yochanan. Rashi points out these are going to be three different halachas that have nothing to do with each other. They're just mentioned because they're all halachas of Moshe Mitzinais. So we learn from here Esther Natios, halachas of having 10 different trees, small trees being planted in a field. It's actually mamish in Yom HaDiyoma, as Rashi is marach over here to teach us that we know that when it comes to Shavuos, which is coming up in literally 1 month in Eretz Yisrael, so the din of Shavuos teaches us that you're not allowed to plant and grow things during the zman of Shavuos. It takes a break, so it has to be empty. So we learn based on the lashon of mibecharish and mekatzir tishpos. Rashi quotes charish shel erev Shavuos nichnas Shavuos is going to be usher even midal reisa, and that's 30 days before mamish. That's what I was saying. Mamish Yom HaDiyoma was literally yesterday. The Tchi of Daraisa is Chal for certain parts of the field to have Tosefes Shvius is going to be 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that's Mamish going to be Rosh Chodesh Elul. That was yesterday. So that's going to be a din, even Midar Reisa, that they should be Tishbos. So Rashi points out also that Midar Banan, we're already makdim it to either Pesach or Shavuos, that's already a din Dar Banan, but the Midar Reisa, that's going to be the Halacha. However, we also learn that it's going to be mutter lachrosh if you have eser that are enam mefuzaros within a place of a beis saw, which is 2,500 amos. That is going to be mutter until the erev shvius, meaning the mamish, the day before shemitah. Because if you don't plow these trees, they're going to perish. They're going to have a problem. They're going to perish. So therefore, we learn that it would be mutter. So this is halacha. These halachas are generally halachas lemoshe misinai about the different zbanim, etc. So the Gemara is pointing out that's halacha lemoshe misinai, that and to have the 10 as a mutter to erev shvius is also halacha lemoshe misinai. Arava, the halacha of aravos on sukkis in the Beis HaMikdash, and is going to be also halacha lemoshe misinai and nisach hamayim. And in addition to they used to bring every korban of a korban tamid, let's say, had to be brought with korbanos of the nisachim of the wine that were libations that were brought with it. So in addition to the wine libation that was brought with it on sukkis, there was a special mitzvah. A special ceremony described, we're going to get to those at length, the Gemara's and the Mems is going to discuss this, the late Mems, that we're going to mention, that we're going to have the din of the Nisuch HaMayim, the water libations on Sukkot. That was Halacha L'Moshe Messina, the Tzedukim we're going to see, they poured it onto, one time he poured it onto his foot, and they threw a srogim at him, I think he died from it, we're going to get to that Mishnah later. So they did this Halacha L'Moshe Messina, it wasn't in Pesukim, so that's why the Tzedukim who denied the Torah Shaval Peh, they denied such a concept even existed of Nisuch HaMayim. Okay. That's what we learn. These three things are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Now, continuing in the Braisa, Tana Rabbana, we have a new Braisa. Now, Arvi Nachal Agdolos Al Nachal. Arvi Nachal teaches us that it should grow by a stream. Prat L'Tzavtzefa G'dila Ben Arim, but this is excluded in the Tzavtzefa, which is growing among the mountains. The Gemara says, Amar Abzira, Maikra, what's the Pasuk teaching you that a Tzavtzefa is not considered an Arava? It's fundamentally a different min. So Rashi points out not just a Tzavtzefa is different, it's an inferior min, and therefore it's not going to be included in Aravos, because the Pasuk says, Kach al mayim rabim taftava samo. This is Pasuk in Cheskel. It's talking about a Kosh Baruch who is giving Musar to Klai Yisrael for doing Averos. So we're going to see that it says that take which grows in a place that has a lot of waters, that's the Aravos, which is normally taken by a stream. And then Klai Yisrael, we're going to see in the Hamshech Gemara, they allowed themselves to become like a taftava, which is clearly indicating it wasn't like an Arava that was grown by the waters of a stream. It's something that was inferior. So we see that this taftava is inferior, and therefore it's going to be puzzle to be used as Aravos. Amar Le Abayis. Abayis says, Eldima Perusha Kamefarish, but maybe the Psukim are explaining the later point of the Pasuk, is actually explaining the earlier point of the Pasuk, that Dehainu, Kach Al Mayim Rabim, that you should take, which grows with place with waters, and Mayinu, Tzavtzefa. What is it? It's Tzavtzefa. According to this interpretation, Tzavtzefa is in the category of Aravos. That's Abayis' question on Rabbi Zera. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Mai Sama. What does it mean? And they put it up. No. Rather, Rabbi Bella says that Amar Kach Baruch, this is what Hashem is saying. Ani Amar Tishu Yisrael Lefanei Kekach Al Mayim Rabbim. That's what we were just pointing out. That this is the better quality. I told you to be like a people who are a thing which is taken from a place of a lot of water. Umayni Arava. What's taken from a lot of water? Arava. However, you, Vehain Samo Atzman Kisavtim Shahar, you guys made yourself like a Saftifas. Saftifas was not modifying the previous thing of what is next to the waters. Rather, Arava is next to the amount of waters. And then the you guys were inferior to that. You are not behaving properly. You guys are like a Saftifa on the mountains, and that's why Saftifa is fundamentally possible to be used as Aravos. So Gemara says, Ika demasin la lahaikra amasnisa. Those who quote that this whole Shaka Vitaria was actually in the Brisa itself. That Hamshech of it wasn't with Tobaye. Rather, as Rashi points out, the Brisa itself had it, and then that the question of Baye was really Rabbi Zira, and the Tirutz of the Gemara was just the Gemara answering it, not Baye. So the Gemara says it's the same exact Shaka Vitaria. Kach Amayim Rabim Taftafa Samo. So Taftafa, we learn from here that Taftafa is puzzle for our Rava. So the Gemara says Maski for Rabbi Zira. So now the question is Rabbi Zira asking this question on the Brisa itself. Maybe the later half of the Bryce is explaining the first half. So he takes that which grows, which a lot of water is that's growing with a place of a lot of water, that's a tzaftifa. So according to this, again, tzaftifa is in the category of Arava, as we mentioned. So the same question the Gemara says before, what does it mean to set it up? Implying that there's something else that was there. So Amar Rabbi Bau, to this Rabbi Bau answered, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Shu Yisrael, Kekachal Mayim, Rabbi Mayinu Arava, Vein Sam Atzman Kisav Shah Harim. So according to this, again, this is the same version as what we just mentioned before. It was Rabbi Zera asking the question on the Brisa itself, with Rabbi Abba coming to answer it, and it was the Brisa itself speaking. That's the only difference. Now the Gemara continues. Tanur Rabban within a Brisa, Ezu Arava. What is considered Arava? Ezu Tzaftifa. What is considered Tzaftifa? Arava. Kana Shel Adam. Kana Shela is Adam. That when it comes to a arava, it's the stem is reddish. It's more brownish red. That really red, but it are more, a little bit more brown also. So then that is going to be a signature sign of an arava. And the Beis Yosef points out that if it's green, it's also going to be kasher, because if it was left out, it would turn red in the sun. That's also reddish brown. That would be kasher. That's the signature of a arava. And its leaf is like pulled out. It's drawn. And its leaf is also smooth. And its leaf is smooth. Saftifa, what's the difference with the saftifa? So it has a few different properties. That one is that kanashalalava, and the stem is white. It is a white stem. It's much looks like the regular like leaves that we run around in America. Agol, and the leaf is rounded. The edge is like similar to a sickle, which is a circle like leaf. That is very different than the Aravos that we know. But isn't it Tana Braisa Dome Lamagal Kasher, that if the leaf is rounded off, then it's going to be kasher? Domer Lamasar Pasal, however, if the leaf of an Arava, we're talking about Arava right now, is very sharp, like it has like very sharp edges, then it's going to be pasal. So Lachora, we assume that if it's rounded off, it is kasher. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Kitanyaim, what context would that Braisa talk about? The Khalifa Gila. That is talking about the Gila type of Aravos, which is unique, that it is a Aravos, but its leaves are actually in a circle form, but they're not a Tzaftifa. However, Tzaftifa is going to remain possible. This Khalifa is going to be kosher. And Amar Abaye, so we said another statement related to this din of a Khalifa Gila. Shmamina hai Khalifa Gila kosher lo shana. We learned that a Khalifa Gila is kosher for to use as part of your Dalad Minim. So the Gemara says, Pshita, so why would you think that it has the things that we mentioned, that it's in the category of Aravos, so why would you think that it's Pasul? So the Gemara says, because Madusema Hailva Isla Shein Lavai, Lamniskash, I would have thought, because it's not called just a regular, it's not called a regular Aravos, rather it's called Chilifa Gila, it's called a Gila Willow. So it specifically has an added name. So I would have thought that that's not regular Aravos. So the Gemara says, Kamash Melan, so therefore Abaye is teaching us that that's not puzzles. So the Gemara says, Mima Hanami, maybe you should say, Nachanami, the added name should puzzle it. The fact that it's added name shows maybe it's not really the same category of Aravos. So the Gemara answers, no, Arvi Nachal Amarachmana, it says Arvi Nachal. So that extra Arvi Nachal in the plural, Mikol Makom is teaching you, is that even if they have an extra name, it's going to be kosher. And obviously, it's be the category of an Arava, which is not the category of Tzaftifa. Tzaftifa would remain puzzle. So the Gemara continues now with regards to Saftifa, Amar of Chista, Hanet Las Mile. These following things rings, Ishtani, Shemayim, Nebe, Charav, Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, meaning over time, the names changed around from what the local, the vernacular was, it changed what people said. So what were that? Chalfta, Aravasa. What was formerly called a Chilfa, or chalafta is going to be chalfa, is going to be called now an arava. L'chora, so whenever the Mishnayos discuss these things, or the Gemara, we're referring them when you say arava, aravasa, we're referring to the aravos, they kept the old name, apparently, because people switched it to the name of chalfa. Aravasa, chalfta, and what's everyone called arava is now called a chalfa. My nafkamina, so what's the difference? You should know. What do you mean? What is the nafkamina? The lulav, that you have to know. What's kasher for your dalad minim? That when it has to be, nowadays, that it has to be whatever is going to be the arava, the actual term arava. If people call it a chalafta, you have to know that that's not that's called an arava, and what's called an arava is actually pasul in the vernacular. So Rav Chista says another statement. Shipura chatzosros. Another thing that changed after the Beis Hamikdash is that a shofar was now called a chatzosros. Chatzosros or shipura, and a chatzosros changed in the name of shofar. So then we're asked, my nafkamina, what's the difference between the two? No, the shofar shal Rosh Hashanah. We know the shofar in Rosh Hashanah has to specifically be a horn that's curved, and it has to come from a lechatchila the shofar. Aisle. The Rambam holds it's even makiv b'diavad to have a real shel aisle, and that definitely the chachil and shulchan aruch paskin has to be a real shel aisle. But either way, it definitely has to be curved. If it's straight and flat, it's not kosher at all. So shofar is something that you can get confused with. That's a straight horn, and that straight horn is possible for shofar. So you have to know which is what. The Gemara continues, and also another one is pisorsa pisora. So we have with extra stuff. So what is pisorsa? So what are these two different things? Rashi points out both of them mean a table. One of them implies a larger table, and one of them implies a smaller table. So where says my nafkamina? So what's the difference if it's a large table or a smaller table? That's not halacha about mitzvah. So where says no, the mekach memkar. If I agree to sell you, in later times, I agree to sell you a pesora. So then if I'm selling a pesora, then I'm telling you that I'm selling a larger seva. If I'm selling a pesora sa, I'm selling you a smaller table. That was reversed in the earlier times. So when I sold it to you in the later times, I would have to give you a larger table. If that's what that was the contract said, I would have to give you a larger table. And the Achrona point out, but lechor, that also applies for the same thing with the chatzosros and for the arava, that if I'm buying, like before Sukkos, and I say I want, if I say I want a chalafta, so I obviously wanted an arava. So if you sold me the wrong thing, that also mechamechamech, since it was a nafkamina by mitzvos, we mentioned nafkamina by mitzvos, but huadin, of course, that if I asked to buy those things and you sold me the wrong thing, that even all around, not just before Sukkot, I wanted to practice shofar, you know, or way before, that would apply even earlier on. So now the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye says, Afani Omer can also say, Ki chase hovlila. That what was called the beikase is now called havlila beikase, and this is talking about the stomachs of an animal. That there's four different stomachs in a kosher animal. The Gemara in Chulin talks about this at length. It's a little bit difficult to understand. That the keres, and then the food will pass into the second stomach, the base of kosos, and then from there it goes to the hamses, and then it goes from there to the keva. So Abaye says that people originally referred to the hamses as hovila, and then to the beikase. So later they change the meanings, and they change the meaning. So there is a difference for halacha of trefos, where the trefa is found. So Abaye says that you should know, that if you have a needle that's found in the Beis HaKosos, so then that's one of the trefas that's going to be problematic. However, if it's found in the earlier place, if it's found in the Hamses, then it would be different than if it's found in the Beis HaKosos, so that you have to know the nafkamina for when it's going to be considered a trefa, when it's not going to be considered a trefa, based on the actual lashon of what the actual din of where the four stomachs are located. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Yosef, Amar Rava Bar Yosef, Afani Omer, I can give another example, Bavel is Borsif. The place called as Bavel is now called Borsif. Borsif, Bavel and Borsif, the place known as Borsif is now called Bavel. So the Gemara asks, turning on to the next. Someone now, the Mayna Afkamina, what is the difference for this? Halacha Legitei Nashim, for Gitei Nashim. Rashi's Marach, at the beginning of a Gitin, we learn, someone who brings a get from Chutz La'aretz has to say, Bifanei Nechtav and Bifanei Nechtav. And the Gemara has a machlokas between Rabba and Rava, whether or not this is, what exactly is the reason for this takana? Why do you have to say Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtav? According to Rabba, we learn out that it has to be Lishma. I always remember that, because Rabba is with a Hey, so you always know Hey, Lishma with a Hey. So Rabba is Lishma. The Rabba is teaching you that they don't know the din of Lishma. And the halacha is that, the halacha is that you have to know that everything was done b'kashrus. So you're going to ask them about the halachas of lishma, when you say b'fanan eftam, you're going to ask him, did you do everything b'kasher, and did you do even lishma kasher as well? Rava says, because there were yesh edim metzuyim l'kaimo in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to in Chutz La'aretz, they don't have edim l'kaimo. So the Gemara paskins that bavels ka Eretz Yisrael l'gitin, because they're b'nei Torah, and they're b'kin lishma, so, and they go from place to place, so everyone's going to agree that that you don't have to do it. So when it comes to borsif, that's the question. But borsif was near bavel, however, they're not b'nei Torah. So they don't know halacha, so there, it would be a problem. They have to say b'fanan echtav. We're teaching you over here the chiddush of Rava Bar Yosef is to teach you that borsif, they're not b'kiyin, and they would have to write b'fanan echtav. They're not considered bavel, and bavel was switched with borsif. That's what the halacha is teaching us over here. Okay, now we're up to so how many minim are you allowed to take? Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Rabbi Shmuel says shlosh hadasim, you have to take three hadasim, shtei aravos and two aravos, a lulav echad, one lulav v'esrog echad. We might be familiar with that because that's what we do. The Gemara is going to quote psukim for how do we know that. What if you have one of them chopped off at the top and one is two of them rather are chopped off and one of them is not? That's still going to be kasher. Then where's going to ask Manoshach? If you require all three, then all three can't be chopped off. And if you don't require, then none of them, then all of them, if you do require it, then all three of them will have to be that halacha. So the Gemara says, Gemara's going to ask that. Rabbi Tarfon says, afilo shloshtan ketumin, even if all three of them are chopped off. So that's consistent. Rabbi Tarfon holds that the He holds that the, you don't need hadar. He holds that the hekesh of hadar does not apply to the hadasim. Rabbi Kiva Omer Keshem Shelulav Echad Vesrog Echad. Rabbi Kach Hadas Echad Varavach. Rabbi Kiva is understanding that there's one lulav and one esrog. So too, there's one hadas and one arava. He holds that these are compared to the esrog so much so that they only have to have one of them. That's what we understand from over here, that would be the case. Just important to note, in Rashi's explanation of Ritarfon, that was specifically the Hadassim don't have the requirement of Hidur, so then the Achronim are ask a question, is that, what do you mean? What's going on over here? I think even Rishonim asked this question. Never mind, it's Rishonim. Even asked this question of Rashi, how could it be that only the Hadassim don't require Hidur, according to Rashi? That's what applies from Rashi. How could it be that Hadassim don't require Hidur? L'chora, we have a hekesh between all four of them in him, so either all four of them do, or just the Esrog does, but definitely you can't say one and not the other. So how could that be? So the Meiri explains that according to Rabbi Tarfon, only the Lulav, which is directly next to the Esrog, that's the Hekish that he learned out. That's compared, and that's why it requires Hadar. The Hadassim and the Ravos that are mentioned later in the Pasuk, those are not compared to the Esrog, and that's why according to Rashi, they don't require it to be Hadar. So that's what we're talking about. So he would tell, according to this Meiri, then according to Rashi, what comes out according to Rabbi Tarfon is that not only if you have a Psul Hadar with regards to Hadassim according to Rabbi Tarfon, but even a Psul Hidar by Haravos would also be not an issue. That's what we learn out from the Shita of Rashi within Rabbi Tarfon. Now the Gemara continues with a Braisa. Tanya, we quote a Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Pri Eitz Hadar Echad. We learn Pri Eitz Hadar is teaching you that one Esrog tree is required. It only says in the singular, so that says Pri Eitz Hadar is clear that a fruit is only one. Kapos Tmarim Echad. Kapos Tmarim is one. What do you mean? Kapos is in the Lashon of plural. In the Chanami, Kapos is written plural, however, it's missing a vav. It's written chaser, so we can learn out that kapos implying only one, and the reason it says kapos, since it's opposed to kaf, is teaching us a different halach of kapos that it has to be bound. This is teaching us the lulav that if a lulav remained on the tree and its leaves spread out, it's not going to be kasher, as we mentioned earlier. So that's going to be a problem with regards to that's what we learn out from kapos. So that's why it's a singular. Anaf Eitz Avos Losha. Anaf Eitz Avos is teaching a three hadasim, because each one we're learning out three, we're darshaning out each one anaf, the fact that it's a shoot. Refers to one stem. Eitz, tree is referring to a second hadas, and avos is the fact that it has to be has to have three leaves on each bud. So that one is alluding to a third hadasim. That's what Rashi points out. And arve nachal shtaim arve lashon plural is implying that there's a minimum of two. Two willows need to be brought. V'afilu shnayim ketumim v'echad eino katum. Now the hadasim are going to be kosher even if two of them are problematic and not problematic, are missing the top and are chopped off, and one of them is not. And that's going to be the halacha according to this the Rabbi Shmuel in the Brice, according to the Brice. Rabbi Tarfon Amar Shlosha V'Afilu Shloshan Ketumin. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Tarfon says that three of them can be chopped off. According to this version of Rabbi Tarfon, it's a little bit different than Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't tell us how many hadassim Rabbi Tarfon requires. According to the Braisa, Rabbi Tarfon is telling us that you require three, and all three of them do not need to have this hider of not having the top be cut off. The top could be cut off on all three of them. Rabbi Kiva says in the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kishim Shulav Echad, Vesrog Echad, Kach Hadas Echad, Ve'arava Achas. Just like as one lulav, one esrog, so too there's one hadas and one aravas, according to Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. There's an argument says Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, but it's very difficult because the Chor Rabbi Eliezer has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. So many the Rishonim already take out that had a different gear, so they don't have Amar lo, rather just Amar Rabbi Eliezer. It's just another statement of the brace right now. That's the riff in the Rush's gear. So it's just Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Yachliya esrog imayin beguda achas. I would have thought just a different halacha right now that I would have thought that the esrog should be tied together with the other three minim in one bundle. Amart, we can counter that by saying v'chi nemar pri tzadar v'kapos tamarim. Is it said the fruit of a hadar and the branches of a day palm? No, rather lo lo nemar ela kapos. It said kapos, which is teaching us that that it doesn't have to be together. What are we learning from it? Rashi just points out that there's vav achibor, vav and, right? So when we have the connective thing linking the two, that's when we're assuming that they should be together. So it says by a lulav, it says after that ve anaf etz avos, and it should also have ve anaf etz avos as a reference to the hadasim. And ve'ar ve'nacho, the vavachibor, and the vavachibor is indicating that with the lulav, these two things should be together. But you don't have that vavachibor with the lulav to the esrog, so therefore we don't learn out that the esrog has to be bound together with the lulav. That's how we learn over here. That they have to be bundled together. You don't need to bundle the esrog with them. That's how many of you should have learned. Others explain maybe you don't need the bundling. We'll just go with that. That's the explanation we'll go with. So now the Gemara says, Uminayin Shema Akvin Zadzah, and how do I know that you need all four to be yotzeh the mitzvah? If I don't have four, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. As we mentioned, though, still, you should still do it as a zecha, as we mentioned earlier. So Tamalomar, Lakachta, Budarna, Lakachta, which is signal, Shetel, Lakicha, Tama, it should be a complete taking. Lakachta, Lakicha's Tam, it should be a complete taking. You can't be lacking any of the dal minim. So if you're lacking any of the dal minim, you are not yotzei the mitzvah. And Tosfos says, "Oh, the yosh to take them. The vasachas, you have to take them all together." The Bahag disagrees. The Bahag says that if you take them zeh achar zeh, you are still yotzei. So when we mentioned as a churma, the Nachum really should be machmir for this. Really, yeah, I don't have to make our argument. We should really be careful with this. Is that we really hold that taking the four zeh achar zeh is still going to be yotzei. So the person has to be careful when you pick up the esrog. Don't pick up the esrog with the pitum up and then turn it down. You should pick it up the whole time with the pitum down. Because if you pick it up with the up and then you turn it down, so then that means that you have picked it up. And then according to Bahag, if I then take the lulav with it, even though it's down right now, when I picked it up before, it could be that I was already yod to the mitzvah, in which case I shouldn't say a bracha. So that's why, lechatchila, you should avoid taking your esrog with the pitum up. You should pick it out of the box immediately with it facing down. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Manashach, according to Rabbi Shmuel, now we're analyzing Rabbi Shmuel's Shita that said that you can have one Shalim, and then the other two, you don't need to be Shalim. So the Gemara says, Ish Shalim, but if that's the case, if you require Shalim, then Lebayig Namikula, then all three should be Shalim. Lebayig Shalim, if you don't require all three Hadassim to be Shalim, to be, and then you could have them, the top chopped off, Tafiluchad Namilos, if you require all three, then even, if I don't need it at all, rather on the other side, then I don't need any of them to be whole. So that's why we're asking now Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. So the Gemara says, Amar Birai, Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Birai is the name of Rabbi Ami, Chazar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel retracted his original opinion. At first he held that all three hadassim required, but later he held that even one is going to be enough, and that one should be whole. So that's going to be the question that you could ask the Rabbi Shmuel. If he meant to be Chozer, but he's going to retract his view, why didn't he just say that you only need one hadas? Why does he say that two of the three can be chopped off, as assuming that you should have three? So I said the question is so strong that the Ran wants the Taina, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he holds that all three hadassim are lechachila. One is ma'akeh the mitzvah, but he still agrees that lechachila should still have three as a hider mitzvah to have three. That's what he's implying. So that since it's only hider mitzvah, then he's telling you they could even be broken. That's what the Rishonim want to Taina. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, lacha k'Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, the lacha follows Rabbi Tarfon, that even having a chopped off the top is the katum is going to be kosher, that the top is missing is going to be kosher with regards to the hadassim. And that's the riff of the Rabban Paskin like this. They paskin that it's going to be kosher. However, the Ravid is so strong, Kfar Hofia, Ruach HaKodesh Beveis Midrashenu, that it should be pasul, and that's how the Ravid wants to paskin, but the Shulchan Aruch following his rule, that it goes with the riff of the Rambam for sure, if you have the two out of three. So he paskins like the riff of the Rambam, that the Hadas has been chopped off, it's going to be kosher. However, the Ramah says, L'chachila, we should be machir for the Ravid and avoid using such hadassim, unless we're stuck. So the Gemara continues, Azar Shmuel at time, and now the Gemara mentions the story that Shmuel seems to be consistent with what he said. Amar Lahu, Shmuel Lahanu de Mazamni Asa, he told the people, the merchants who were selling the Hadassim, Ashvu Vizabino, you should sell the Hadassim Don't sell them at a fair value. Don't overcharge. And if you don't overcharge, if you keep overcharging, I'm gonna give a shir in public and with in front of everyone that the halachas are bitarfon that says that even the chopped off hadasim are totally kosher, and then the demand is going to be less because they're not gonna require these perfect hadasim that you require. So the Gemara says, my time. What's the reason Shmuel threatened to paskin like Rabbi Tarfon? Elam Mashum de Mekel. If you're gonna say that Shmuel, you're gonna say simply because Rabbi Tarfon is Mekel, and therefore that's why he threatened to use Rabbi Tarfon. So you can respond though. Villagers look Rabbi Akiva to Mekel Tzvei. You could paskin like Rabbi Akiva, who is more Mekel than that. So Rabbi Akiva says even one is gonna be kosher. So if he's just threatening something that he didn't paskin like, so then he should have said like Rabbi Akiva. So Lechora Shmuel wasn't just saying a threat; rather, he was saying that the halacha really follows Rabbi Tarfon, and this Lechora is going to be the Lashitasa. But Rabbi Yehuda saying that Shmuel held like Rabbi Tarfon. So the Gemara says. So then why is it that Rabbi Shmuel didn't say this to public? Lechora, because he wanted people to, as Tosfos pointed out, he preferred that people do use complete Hadassim as a hit or mitzvah. He's holding that ma'akim, but he held Rabbi Tarfon holds as a chachila. Once he says kosher, everyone's just going to say, oh, the rabbi says kosher, I don't need to go and try to get good Hadassim. So they would use these chopped off, the top that's chopped off with these Hadassim. So that's why he doesn't endorse Barabim. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara answers no, that's not a reason, because three hadasim that are imperfect on the top are more commonly found than chad v'lo katim lo shchiach, that have a perfect hadasim that not even on top is chopped off is less common. So that's why he was trying to threaten them with Rabbi Tarfon, because it's more of a big akula that would have lowered the prices more than paskening like Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, we see from over here before that he can threaten to do something that he wasn't even paskening like. That's the Gemara seems to entertain over here. People ask the question, I think it's on the Chacham Shlomo, one of the Achronim who says that there's an Isher Daraisa, it's maybe even Yarag Valyavar to be Dorish things that aren't true in Halacha. So the Gemara asks this, and for any purpose whatsoever. So we see over here that he was going to do that. So the Achronim point out, no, he wasn't. He was just threatening to do it. He wasn't actually. If they called his bluff, he wouldn't have actually done it. So then the Achronim says, wait, but how could it be that he was going to lie? So the Gemara says, no, there's a Toelas where the Achronim point out, maybe they hear that it wouldn't apply, even though he wasn't being totally honest, telling them he was going to pass like every Tarfon, since he needed to do so for the sake of the rabbim, that may have been a heter. So now let's go begin the next Mishnah. Esrog gazal yavesh pasul. If you have an esrog that's stolen or dry, it's going to be pasul. Shel asher zedach is also going to be pasul. Now, shel orla pasul. If you have an esrog of an orla, it's going to be pasul. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss all this. Orla is that any tree in the first 3 years is aser to have benefit from. You're allowed to have benefit. It's a mitzvah by a shira and yarnadachas. Really, it should have been kosher, but it doesn't have a shir. So we'll get to that. The Gemara's going to discuss that. V'shel tshuma tmeya pasul. If you have tshuma tmeya, it's also pasul because you can't eat it. Shel tshuma tmeya lo yitol. You shouldn't take tshuma tmeya. V'im natal kosher, but yeah, but it's going to be kosher. Again, we're going to analyze all this. Shel tmeya. To buy something you're not sure if the guy took off chumos or meisers properly. So then Beishamai said that it's pasul. Veisilo said that it's kosher. Shel meiser sheni bishulayim. What about meiser sheni? Meiser sheni is a din on the year three and six of the Shemitah cycles. Right now we're in year six. We're about to finish year six. So the halacha is that you take off, right? You have your chuma, you take off your two apples, and you take off meiser rishon is the next nine apples you take off in rounding. Next nine apples you give to the Levi. Then after that you take another 10. So on years 3 and 6 you bring those to your shulayim and you eat in your shulayim. On years 1, 2, 4, 5 you bring it to meiser ani, you give it to the Yaniyim. Lo yitol, so initially you shouldn't take it. V'imnato kasher, if you take it in Yerushalayim, it's going to be kasher, because in Yerushalayim you're allowed to eat it. The Gemara is going to discuss this as well. Also, chazis is arubo, if it has literally chazis is a boil, it's like the black part, it's mamash like black part, is going to be arubo. On most of the esrog, that's going to be pasul. Nitla pitom, so if the pitom fell off, that's where we're famous with that one, then it's going to be a major issue. Niklaf, however, if it was peeled, that's even niklaf, even if it was peeled off, the outer layer is peeled off, and you see a white, full white layer. Nistak, or if it was split. Nika v'chaser kolshu, or if you have a hole and it's missing even a small portion of this esrog, that's called, all these are psul of chaser, and it's all going to be pasul. Also, chazes is amuta. If you have these the black, this is not to be confused with what the Ramach calls a bletel. Ramach calls a bletel. That's like a brown little thing. That is not over here. This is worse than that. This is like mamish, like a blackened shade. Nistak, if it was split, nika v'chaser kolshu again. Also chazes amuta. Then in these cases, not the ukta, or if the oket is the bottom part is removed, we're going to get into that more. Nike v'lo chaser kolshu, or if not missing even a poor version, kosher esrog hakushi pasul. Esrog from Kush is from Ethiopia is going to be pasul because we'll get to why. And then v'hayara kakarti, if it's green, then it's a miss. saying that's fundamentally not grown, it's not fully grown yet. Meir Masher, with the post that we saw, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's going to be kasher. Shir Esrog HaKatan, you know, we'll pick up from the Mishnah of Shir Esrog HaKatan, it's a long Mishnah, but Ezra Shem will pick up that in tomorrow's daf.